From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After an appeal to do so, the UN's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a team of chemical weapons experts are heading to Douma to investigate accusations that a poison gas killed dozens of people. The organization said it received a request from the Syrian and Russian governments to investigate the allegations of chemical weapons use there, and they're preparing to deploy to Syria shortly. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley asked the U.N. Security Council for a draft resolution setting up an inquiry into the purported attack.
The record will not be kind to one permanent member of this council. Unfortunately, Russia has chosen the Assad regime again over the unity of this council. We have said it before that Russia will stop at nothing to shield the Assad regime.
Syria's foreign ministry said the government would help the UN investigate claims linked to the alleged use of chemical weapons in Douma. China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at a forum, which is China's version of the Davos for Asia. But pledges Xi made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute and President Trump's threats to levy heavy tariffs on Chinese goods. The White House says that President Trump will not and no longer be traveling to Latin America later this week because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to what's happening in Syria. He will not attend the 8th Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru. Instead, the Vice President Mike Pence will be headed to that event. The two-day summit in Peru begins on April 13th. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.